Mr. Vice President, on behalf of the Legal Affairs Division of the Prime Minister's Department, I'll be addressing matters pertaining to the abolishment of the mandatory death penalty, institutional reform, and the strengthening of Malaysia's national human rights institution. Malaysia expresses gratitude and appreciation for the acknowledgement of its landmark decision to abolish the mandatory death penalty through the abolishment of the Mandatory Death Penalty Act 2023, which came into force on 4th of July 2023. In addition, Malaysia has passed the revision of sentence of death and imprisonment of natural life, temporary jurisdiction of the Federal Court Act 2023, that provides all individuals sentenced to death and natural life imprisonment to get their sentences reviewed by the Federal Court, allowing for a potential resentencing. As a result, 1,020 prisoners who have been sentenced to the death penalty or natural life imprisonment will be considered for this review process. These reforms demonstrate Malaysia's unwavering dedication to aligning our legislative frameworks with international human rights standards. To facilitate this transition, the government established a mechanism committee consisting of government agencies, the Malaysian Bar, Advocate Association of Sarawak, the Sabah Law Society, to oversee the implementation of the review process. In this process, prisoners may exercise their right to choose their own counsel or opt for court-assigned counsels. The Federal Court exercised its powers through the revision of sentence of death and imprisonment for natural life temporary jurisdiction of the Federal Court Act 2023 for the first time in November 2023. As of January 2024, all 73 prisoners who have gone through the review process have received alternative sentences, demonstrating the effectiveness of the new system. This positive development serves as a testament of the government's commitment to upholding the rights of all individuals, regardless of their past offences, giving them opportunity whilst upholding the principle of restorative justice. In response to several recommendations pertaining to the total abolishment of the death penalty, Malaysia wishes to reiterate its stance on the establishment of a just and equitable legal system for all, taking into consideration the views of all parties, including the victims' families and the offenders. Malaysia believes that this is the way forward towards not only recognizing human rights, but justice for the people. Mr. Vice President, in making sure that Malaysia remains ahead of its institutional reform agenda, several initiatives have been undertaken that underpin strategic growth for institutions whilst upholding the principles of human rights. Within a year, Malaysia has successfully adopted a more people-centric approach by amending legislation such as the Sexual Offences Against Children Act 2023, and the Evidence of Children Witness Act 2023. Amendments to the Penal Code and Criminal Procedure Code to make stalking a crime. Repeal of Section 309 of the Penal Code to decriminalise attempted suicide. Amendments to the Insolvency Act 1967 and the debate of the Human Rights Commission of Malaysia's Annual Report 2020. Moving forward, Malaysia aims to continue championing its human rights-based initiatives, which includes the amendments of the Whistleblower Protection Act 2010, enactment of a Freedom of Information Act, establishment of an Independent Public Defender's Office, and the establishment of Ombudsman Malaysia. Malaysia is also developing the National Action Plan for Business and Human Rights, as well as a holistic and inclusive National Human Rights Action Plan version 2.0. Mr. Vice President, Malaysia continues to empower its national human rights institution, Suhakam, by expanding its functions and powers, providing it with the necessary institutional strength required to further promote and uphold human rights in Malaysia effectively. For this purpose, the Suhakam Act was amended and tabled in the House of Representatives in November 2023 and will be tabled in the Senate in March 2024. The amendments, among others, provide for diverse representation within Suhakam and strengthening the role of the Children's Commissioner by institutionalizing the Office of the Children's Commissioner within Suhakam itself. In conclusion, Malaysia thrives to introduce strong domestic laws and institutional reforms that would shape a positive future for the nation whilst continuously maintaining our commitment to international human rights standards. Thank you.